Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4522.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I'd have to say my dad. It's hard to explain. When I was younger, we always spent a lot of time together doing all sorts of huge variety of things. For instance, he believed that if you knew how to do something, you should never hire someone to do it. So basically, all the plumbing, all the electrical work, car work on cars, yard work, everything had to be done by us. So he taught me how to do basically anything from scratch and how to approach a problem without really knowing what you're doing, but basically finding out what you're doing.
What do you aspire to be?
My dream job, at least, would be to be a medical device designer. The actual approach to this could be like any number of career paths, but that's basically overall what I want to do.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
Conscientious, somewhat logical, but also somewhat neurotic.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
I came from a family that was very distant. It was emotionally rather taxing. But it also taught self-sufficiency.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I have an aptitude towards general problem solving, basically. I've always been very good from when I was a child, I was very good at puzzles, and then later on at building things, and further on at solving academic problems.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
Integrity, more than anything, because a person's value in the world. I mean, it depends so highly on their honesty and their ability to be consistent with their beliefs and their actions.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
Best, I'd say intelligence, and least, indecision.
What quality would you most like to see flourish, and which would you like to see wither?
I would like to be more a more compassionate person, and I guess I'd like to be less self-centered.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
They had a very strong belief in hard work, a very strong belief in self-sufficiency.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Though I haven't had a chance to do this in a while, fishing is a lot of fun. Sometimes just going out to lunch more recently, just having meals together.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I think when I was 14, I received, an effects box for a guitar. So basically something to modify the sound, and after 10 years, I'm still using that quite often, so it's one of my favorite things ever to receive.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
One thing was I had a table set up where it had just like a bunch of household chemicals, and I'd have a quote-unquote chemistry set. Definitely not a bona fide chemistry set, but I mixed baking soda and vinegar and watched it run all over the table and all sorts of things about that level of complexity.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy?
I have to say Anna Karenina by Leo Tolstoy. I enjoy books that are like philosophical and theological, and it doesn't bother me to read something that's really long and taxing, as long as it has some reward at the end.
What is your favorite word and why?
Eucalyptus. It's a cool sounding word.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I like biking. I do a lot of biking. I play guitar. I do a lot of different instruments, actually, and then I read. That's pretty much how I spend all my time.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes, and I blush to say that when I had more hair on my head, they said Orlando Bloom.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
When I was in high school, I took choir, and I, for the first time, had to do music in front of people, and that was a harrowing experience for me. And I, one day, I decided I was going to try out for the solo, and I just did terribly. But on the upside, that got me started down a road of doing more and more public or very high pressure situations like that, and performance situations that I really enjoyed.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Ayn Rand, because I really want to know the true person behind the sociopathic literature.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
Huh, I should have saved the music thing for that. A few years ago I traveled to Hong Kong, and this is the first time, out of the North American bubble, and it was pretty terrifying, but eventually very, very rewarding.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Probably I was gonna say the same thing. In high school, I ventured out and I tried to do a solo in choir, and that bombed. But for the first, it was a first time for me for that, and it was very important to what I eventually went on to do.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
I guess I'd have to say scientific phenomenon, and say something like in high school I learned about quantum theory, and those. I've always been relatively good at physics, but trying to explain something that makes absolutely no logical sense is a lot to put in my skull.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your percepts about it.
I think very recently I graduated from school a few months ago, and I resolved to never go back. But very recently I realized that pretty much all the things I wanted to do would require me to go back, at least for some period of time. So, that was kind of an unwelcome epiphany, but necessary.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Sitting on a beach, drinking fruit called Lulo that's only found in the northern part of South America. It's delicious. If you've never tried it, it's worth flying down there just for it.
Where would you like to be the most?
That doesn't quite answer that question. I want to say Israel. I was able to go visit there recently, and it's extremely beautiful and a really fascinating place. so I'd like to travel there again.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Complete strangers. Probably the kind of crowd you'd see at a youth hostel. Just a bunch of people from a ton of different countries that have really strange stories.
What is your approach to life?
Take the most ambitious course, and if you have to pull back, pull back. But start off with a leap forward and deal with it from there.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I think when my parents got divorced, they both went through a series of depressions, and I think as much as the divorce was difficult, I think that period was harder than the 4 or 5 years after that. And I don't think that's something one overcomes. I think that's something someone survives. And I think it changed my perspective in the sense that it kind of tore down a lot of illusions in my mind about what it takes to be in a relationship and what it takes to have a family.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I can't really think of an instant, but I've always found reward in just plain physical labor and, building something or moving a lot of material, something very simple like that, but, being exhausted at the end of the day and feeling I'd finished something that actually would be noticed.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Risk. I had more patience back then.
Who is your favorite actor?
Jeff Bridges.
What is your favorite dinner?
I'd say anything that's Thai food. Probably a green or a Penang curry.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I walked around an island in the Philippines with no one around me for 4 days, and I was like, I'm not really sure how I'm going to get around or where I'm going to go or how I'm going to get back, if I'm going to be stuck here, stranded on this place, but eventually I walked back to the airport.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Curse out loud that I'd slept through my alarm.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
Fly. I haven't figured out the wing thing yet.
Why did you choose the specific career or your line of work?
When I was in college, I had initially set out to be a chemical engineer. And that I wanted to do that because I'd always been playing around with chemicals. I'd always been fascinated by what happens when you mix certain things, you get certain reactions. But when I was in school, I realized that so many chemical engineers are sort of shut-ins. It's not a very social or even that creative of a scientific discipline. I took, just on a whim, I took the intro to mechanical engineering class, and it was like night and day as far as the human interaction is concerned, because every product that is developed involves a human factor. Every product that develops involves working with a team, generally working with multiple disciplines at once. And it also involves an element of creativity that the chemical side doesn't have. So basically, I took this class, and it was all about problem solving. You know, how to build this with the least amount of material. We ended up building a robot for our final project, and that was a lot of fun, and I felt like I actually accomplished something.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
Just the ability to affect so many different things. What's a good way to not get into the technical details here. Basically, somebody will bring you a problem and they'll say, solve this in some professions. It'll be you apply a formula or you go through the handbook and you apply whatever instructions somebody gives you to solve. However, in this profession, basically you have to rewrite the book half the time, and it's so incredibly open-ended, and that's really stimulating.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? Why would you choose this career?
Musician, I'd say, and I'd probably be doing that if I didn't was never concerned about eating or having a house over my a roof over my head. But I'd be interested in doing that because I've always been interested in music. It's always been a big part of my life.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
I think I'd be working abroad. At least on an indefinite basis. There are a few leads, but it's very important for me basically to have a sizable experience outside of what I call the bubble that we're in as a society. I do look forward to having a family despite the difficulties that that could present, you know, especially while traveling and working.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
That's a good question because I don't think I've been very good at that. good food and wine is a must. Something I usually err on the side of elaborate. A meal that was pre-selected and pre-thought out, and maybe somewhere with an atmosphere, probably something dimmer, candlelit, you know, very stereotypical on one hand, but also it needs to be agreeable to both people's tastes, which is actually a lot harder than I'd hoped at some points.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Integrity is a big thing. Like, I think that in and of itself includes honesty, and I think honesty is something that I look for. Additionally, a very positive outlook, because it's hard to be with anyone who has a negative outlook, for one.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
To know them, and to know them well enough that you are able to, I guess, predict, I suppose, what they like. To know them well enough that some things can go unspoken.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
First of all, to help subsidize my life while I am in the job search process, but also because I think I have good genes and I think I owe it to the world. Sorry, I couldn't help it. I think those are two good reasons.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Don't take too many of my answers too seriously. I have a very dry sense of humor, and wherever you are in the world, my advice to you is never assume that you have it all figured out. Keep exploring, whether that means going somewhere else or doing something else than you're doing right now, or just exploring your life the way it is, just trying things you never thought before.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4522.